Okay, as introduced previously, my name is Kyung Jung-an. I'm the presenter of this research. Currently, I'm working at the University of Akron in Communication Department. So this project is about the healthy weight management. So this study is a part of the University of Missouri Research Council's grant entitled The Effect of Healthy Literacy Level and Readability of Online Magazine News Among the Age 18 to 24 Years Old Women. So with other researchers, this study has three different topics. I selected the healthy weight management, but for the other researcher, the other topic was smoking and the sexual health. So regarding the healthy weight management, that's what I'm presenting today. So before I explain about this study, if I share about the motive of this study is because I was very interested in the weight management and weight loss. So if you look at some social media or interactive online advertisement banner, you could find so many different advertisements and healthy related information around us. So as a communication researcher, I was really interested in how we can make a more effective message and can persuade people to keep up, recognize about their healthy behavior change and to maintain their healthy weight management. So that's one of the motivation for this study. So if I explain about the background of, in terms of statistics of women's weight management and weight changes, if we focus on the target audience of this study, among young women, the fat diets are very popular and marketed as quick, as you know. So, because that's the easiest way that they can lose weight. According to Gallup report, about 21% of women are more likely to worry about their weight management than men. And also, the female adults aged between the 18 and 19 years old, they are the most likely to worry about their weight in all of the time. It is not difficult to understand about this result because they are one of the most popular and targeted audience of the weight management product and other services because they are more interested in their appearance and to care about their style and to be attractive to others in terms of their characteristic of the population. So Americans' purpose of losing weight is to look better. That's one of the most popular reason. That's about 23%, and they just want to feel better in terms of self satisfaction. So if you think about this result, the reason for weight change is to get more self satisfaction and to look better to others. So losing weight is generally better for health. That's what you can usually know, but a lack of knowledge, just focusing on the fat diets, could be really cause eating disorders and other comorbidities. So that's one of the reasons that why educators need to consider about the weight loss. So in terms of healthy, so that's the reason why I just put the name of this research, not just weight loss, but healthy weight management, because we all want to keep and improve our healthy condition using maintaining our healthy weight changes. So to promote and enhance healthy weight management, people should be aware of the ultimate goal, not just losing weight as the loss that can be achieved through many unhealthy habits. So that's the background information. And in terms of previous research, if we targeted to the middle-aged adults as well as the treatment and education for obese patients, that's what researchers mostly focusing on in the previous study. Because as you know, obesity is closely related to many different kinds of comorbidities of the chronic disease. So that's why the previous research more focused on the treatment and education and targeting the middle or older aged adults. So if we more focusing on the health literacy in terms of weight management and weight changes, the previous studies are focusing on the degree to which individual can obtain, process, and understand the basic health information and services needed to make appropriate health decisions. So this kind of ideas are mostly involved in children and older adults because for the children age group, they need more education for the initial knowledge of the healthy and management of their health condition. And for the older adults, there are many people who are having difficulty in the level of health literacy, and in terms of health technology literacy, they has fewer chance to get the healthy information than the other age group, such as middle age and the young adults groups. So focusing on the age group 18 to 24 years old women, this research is more focused. Is more focusing on the relationship between the predisposing variables, in other words, the variables that people previously owned before examining this test, healthy literacy, the level of readability, healthy, general healthy belief. These variables are tested, and also to look at the result of the dependent variables, we tested weight management process and the following weight management behaviors. So I will tell the details in the later slides. So the basic fundamental theoretical background of this study is from the information and motivation behavior skills. I don't know if you have known about this theory before, but this theory is literally focusing on the exposing to the information and having motivation after getting the information, and then to link to the actual behavior changes. So it can be in the same line of other theories, like theory of reasoned action or theory of perceived behaviors theories. So based on the information motivation behavior skills model, this model conceptualizes the psychological determinant or behaviors that have a certain capacity to change health status. So in other words, as you can see from this model, in the same line of consideration of the exposure of the information and the motivation that people owned before testing, consideration of these two variables is is supposed to directly related to the behavior skills that can be including some intention and attitude about their behavior change, and also their capacity to accept some new information that they recognize that they need to be changed. So considering these three variables, it is supposed to directly relate to the behavior change. That's the main logic of information, motivation, behavior skills model. So inspiring from this theoretical background, the current study is focusing on the variables on the information delivery and the actual behavior change by this study. So in this study, it is conducted by online survey, and they get some information about the general health ideas, and the reason for this study to the target audience is to promote the startup magazine to the target audience. So before explaining about, before showing the example of the study, I will go through the questionnaires asked to the participants. So first one is about the health information seeking. It's involved in the information, the first variables. So they are general behavior and pattern of information seeking through traditional media, both traditional media and new media. And the motivation is related to their current status of health. So height and weight for to measure the BMI scale, and previous experience of losing weight or maintaining their weight status, and the participants' recognition or perception on the weight management, and also the perceived health status is whether they think that they need to change their healthy weight or not. So these are included in the motivation level. And in terms of behavior skills, it's more related to baseline knowledge before they get the new information, how much they well know about the weight loss and the skills for the healthy weight management and weight loss, and the basic capacity of getting new information through internet or online media. So that's called e-health literacy. So I measure these variables as well. And knowledge gained from the article is after disseminating, after presenting a certain topic of articles related to healthy management, there was a kind of quiz to test their knowledge gain right after getting the information. So that's the measure for the healthy skills, behavior skills. And the last one is to examine of the actual behavior change. So how they are willingness to change their weight control behavior. That's the last one measure for this study. So because it's one part of the grant project, the participants get reward after participating in this study. Because there are many words in one article, it may be not easy to read in terms of the font size, but there are two different conditions. The first one is manipulated for the sixth grade level of the article, and the second one is manipulated to the 12th grade level of articles. So the two articles have the same contents, but the technician manipulated two one article into two different levels of health literacy. So I don't know the technical skills, but they trained it using the word processor, so it may be not difficult to control in different levels. So there are some information regarding the myth related to nutrition and health weight changes. So participants are randomly assigned to one of two conditions, and they are supposed to read the article because it is to evaluate for the new Startum magazine for the young women. So they just read the article and to answer after reading the article. So in result, about 156 female participants answer this study, and most of them are Caucasian, and a maximum BMI level is 39.5. It's in the moderate obesity, and the mean BMI was 23.08. So they are both levels, the normal obesity and moderate obesity levels. So if I explain about the result of this study, because we measured the information, as I mentioned, in the information and this model includes information, motivation, behavior skills, and behavior changes. So following the same logic from the information, motivation, behavior skills, the results showing that the first measurement is health information seeking, and the level of BMI and previous experience on the healthy weight change and weight management, and the recognition on need for weight management and current health status of, by their own perception. And so for the measurement, it is used a hierarchical regression model. So firstly, the health information seeking is measured, but it's not significant. But in the second model, as you can see here, adding previous experience, need for weight management, and health status, these three variables are significant on the change of actual health behaviors. And adding other variables as following in the bottom line, in the third model, health information seeking, the level of BMI, previous experience of weight change, and need for weight management and health status, these five variables are significant. So by this study research, the researcher determined that this study has some implication on the health, the creation for the health messages to help involved in the healthy weight management and health changes. So in terms of those perspectives, it includes individuals' motivations can strongly predict the actual behavior change. So in terms of behavior skills, they are the prior factors to promote the health weight management. So as considering the behavior skills that can help to promote a healthy behavior change, because the practitioner can know about the pre-existing data, they can include some tailored message in the new information creation in terms of informative articles for the general public. And the last one is, regardless of their healthy behavior skills and pre-existing knowledge, healthcare provider can help young female adults to manage their weight with effective strategies. The reason of this is because of this result, regardless of the health behavior literacy, that's insignificant. So regardless of the individual's health literacy level, if the message has more power to effectiveness on the behavior change, that has still the implication to change the individual's behaviors. So that's the all of this study. So if you have more questions, I will get at the end of this session. Thank you for listening.